إلا الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. Compiling the question and one combined two intentions with regard to the fasting, that is the one which is conveyed in Ramadan, and it's often interpreted in fasting is for the shawwal. Can we combine the two intentions? That is, when we fast, the new days in Ramadan, we also have the intention of fasting since the Shawwal. In response to that, I say this is not permissible. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Man sama Ramadan thumma atba'ahu sittan Shawwal كانت تسوية." So we start in the month of Ramadan. After that, it follows for the 6 days in Shawwal. It's like they have started the whole year. Because Al-Hasanatu in the Ashr Amsalina. One to each, such is one 10 years. And can be more. So the one who passes day in Ramadan is like a passage 10 days. So 10 multiplied by 30, this was 30 days. Then the 6 days of Shawwal multiplied by 10, this was 60. So kind of a holy, a death, a death, a death. It's like they are fasted the whole year. So, the one who misses some days in Ramadan and he came back and he said that he had the intention of Sifat al-Shawwal. The fact that one has not been fulfilled, that can be. And that is why you also have separate intention. People ask at times, when I meet some days in Ramadan and when Shawwal, I fast six of Shawwal before paying the new days in Ramadan. There are some scholars that say yes. They will have to do our opinion that this is not permissible. And this will allow Adam appears to be the real position. Because the hadith says, "Summa atba'ahu sittan li Shawwal." So that person has not completed the fasting of Ramadan. So he can't fast the Shawwal. So if you take care of this Ramadan first, if he's able to complete the Ramadan, and he can do the fixture of Shawwal. And if there is no time, la yukallifullahu nafsan illa wus'aha. In fact, some scholars are of the opinion that he can still do that in some other room. And fixture of Shawwal, he's unable to do it in Shawwal, he can do it in the Qa'da or the Hijjah. Because he has the intention of doing it, but he's unable to do it in Shawwal. But Allah Rahman to say, "La yukallifullahu nafsan illa wus'aha," is better in that he has the intention of fasting in Shawwal, but he was unable to complete that of Ramadan before Shawwal goes out. Scholars have said it is permissible, they based on the hadith of Aisha رضي الله عنها
Sister Sama Batuma Alaya, a strong new Ramadan. She said, ouch, after this some fast, some fasting, of Sha'aban of Ramadan. وما أستطيع أن أقضيه إلا في شعبان. And I will not be able to pay those meat fasting except in شعبان. So one of the Prophet جاءد من أبي كثير said, والشغل في رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The reason she could not pay those meat days is because she was usually the messenger from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Shah said that the majority of the Quran who are fish, a person can pay or can fast except for Shaywan, even if he see oil from days in Ramadan. He said, I said she will not be able to pay the new days in Ramadan except in Sha'aban. That is just some days or a month close to Ramadan. He said, and it is impossible that Aisha will not be able to pay her religion back. He said, it is impossible. But in response to that, those who have said, it's not permissible. They said, what is impossible here? Is it a must that somebody starts to super-elevation fasting? Why must? If Aisha did not fast any super-elevation fasting, that does not need to ask. That's one. Two, the hadith is clear. Now the Sama Ramadan, Tumina, at Ba'arabu. So this one has not completed Ramadan. So Allah Alam, the opinion of this scholar, the way they are positioned in this. Let the person take care of the needs in Ramadan. Because one can't really tell what can happen. You busy yourself fasting, it's a special one. And you have Ramadan in you. What is there to overtake you? If one is overtaken by death, one will have died having some fast. From days in Ramadan on one. So one is not sinful because you have enough time to fast. As long as the following Ramadan has not come. But it's good for one to fast to pay the debt than giving oneself with what is not a debt, which is a superlative. Just like somebody who has a family to feed, for instance. And the person is expecting some money. When he gets the money, he starts giving it for what? The son of God. How could he say? So, Allah, concerning the issue of Sifat Shalwa, the correct opinion is that it's not permissible for one to fast it until you are paid the new day tomorrow morning. Others of our education did. So we say, okay, we go back to that difference of opinion. It is good for one to give you oneself which. And after that, when you have what far to do. So that would be based on what's common sensitive. It's just like what somebody who said the king Abu Hurairah Allah and also. He said, I want to fast the 14 days of the Qa'dah. And I haven't conveyed what of Ramadan. It has paid the debt of Allah. So Allah will have.
My question is that, if I'm looking for a month, the probability is not going to be Ramadan. Because he came back from the traveling, he was not happy. And if he left his wife,
now the question is, is it possible for a man who has just returned from joint the travel? And we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for man kana maridan, how and I suffer in Sahidat in Ayyam Tuha. So at the beginning of the day, that is the parting day, the man is on the journey. So when you get low, you get old, why they have not come to an age? Is it going to do impact? Some sort of age, it should do impact. Some said it should do impact. Some said it was the evidence for the impact. Allah allows you to do a talk at the beginning. Why should he do impact at the end? There is no evidence for us. So likewise, the artist that becomes pure, it is a must that she doesn't fast at the beginning of the day. So all I'm going to say, she should do impact towards the end of the day. That's not the need for that. So some scholars say she should do impact. Some of the people that there is no delay for that. So if there is no delay, she becomes pure during the day, before the day runs out. This one returns from journey, which we have the cover part of it from the beginning of the day, and before the end of the day, we reach its destination. So both of them have the right to have sexual intercourse. This is the correct view. They have the right to have sexual intercourse. It's just like the case of somebody who goes for Umrah, for instance. Somebody who goes for Umrah in the month of Ramadan. On getting there, that is fasting, for instance. He wants to do tawaf. Should he delay the tawaf till night so that he can have the strength to do the tawaf? Or he should do the tawaf at that time, during the day that he gets to the Kaaba? Even if he needs to break his fast. Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala said he should break his fast because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, ومن كان مريضا او على سفر فعده من ايام اخرى. If you know he cannot do tawaf with that, haven't delayed the tawaf till night. That isn't the practice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to delay tawaf when he gets to watch. So the haram. So such a person, if he breaks his fast and his wife, they both go for the umrah, can they have sexual intercourse during the day? Yes, they can, because they are allowed to do what? To do this call, to eat. So if they are allowed to eat, why are they not allowed to have what? Sexual intercourse? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْآنَ بَاشِرُهُنَّ وَطَّهُ مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَكُونُوا وَاشْرَبُوا بَاشِرُهُنَّ وَاكْتَرُوا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمْ الْخَيْطُ الْأَبْيَضُ مِنَ الْخَيْطِ الْأَسْوَدِ ثُمَّ أَتِمُّوا الصِّيَامَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ. You can ask to them during the night. You can eat, drink, till the food that appears to you from the first day. Then after that, أَتِمُّوا الصِّيَامَ. You abstain from eating, drinking, and what? Sexual intercourse. So if you allow to do it all during the day of Ramadan, because you are sick, because you are troubled, then it is allowed to also have sexual intercourse. So Allah.
This question is actually for question and answer, so you can forward your question.
Now, can you combine the invitation of Sister Fisher One with Monday and Thursday? No harm. So it's not that there is specific practice for separate Shawwal. And that's why, if you like, you can start one day separately, you can start them on separate day, you can start them Monday and Thursday, you can delay them to 13, 14, 15, like that. So that we can combine this. Unlike that of the Ramadan. Yeah. Now, they're going to have the same reward, but it's the one who combines two intentions and the one who fasts them separately. A fast separately, sits up a Shawwal, and a fast Monday, Thursday separately. Undoubtedly, this one has fasted more days, so it's going to have more reward than the one who combines the intention.
Number 1, 2, 3, 4.
5, 6, 7, 7. Yeah. How are you feeling today? How are you feeling? Somebody who misses a day in Ramadan in Fidya, that is the person of she, he or she.
He and she.
Okay.
And the person is like 20 of them, the one is 30 days in there. Or I didn't really think that it's going to come up for everything. Or maybe...
Now the one who misses a day, the one who misses a day in Fidya, such a person is going to do the Fidya only if it's after Ramadan. But it's not something that is recommended that he speak to the same person for 30 days. What Anna's practice was to gather 30 people in the last day of Ramadan and feed them. Feeding the same person for 30 days, so it's not something that is encouraged. Feeding 30 people, 30 different people, so this is what Anna told the Allah and you practice. So Allah. You can ask that question, the Sheikh is here. Then the question is, somebody who is allowed to buy a commodity, if he's paying instantly, he's going to pay the least price, and if he's going to pay on a later date or in installment, he's going to pay more. So the more the delay, the more the price he or she is going to pay. Is this a riba or not? This, according to most scholars, is permissible as long as they depart on one transaction. If the person wants to pay instantly, he pays. That is it. If he says they can bring to pay in 2 months' time, and they agree on that and they depart. That's for the same. I'm going to pay in 6 months' time, and they depart from that. Huh? That's for the same. According to most scholars. However, if they do not depart on one price, one gate, then this is said to be something of a river. According to Muslims. So if the person comes at a later date, for instance, wanting to get a price of his commodity that he has sold to that person, which price is he going to take? So let me know for Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man ba'a bi'atin fi bi'atin falahu aw kasuhuma aw riba. So whoever sells two transactions in one, falahu aw kasuhuma. So when he's going to take the price of the commodity, he should take the lesser price or the higher price and takes what? Riba. So this is the way Imam al-Awza'i and many scholars, this is the way they interpret the hadith. But when they pass on one of the prizes, they agree on one of the prizes, then this hadith is not applicable to them. When they do not agree on one of the prizes, they can come at a later date to say he wants to watch the higher prize. Because they do not agree on a particular prize, a particular date. However, Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala says, this explanation of Al-Awza'i and some others is incorrect. Why? The Sheikh argues, for the man to have taken the commodity away shows that he is not buying instantly, he is not paying instantly. They are going to pay at a later date. So they have agreed upon something. However, Sheikh Islam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala says the meaning of Sunnah or Kasr Umar or Riba is talking about Be'ul Ayna. Be'ul Ayna. What is Be'ul Ayna? Be'ul Ayna is somebody who is interested in one and he approaches you to sell something to him on credit. And you sell that commodity to him on credit. Take for instance a phone. Let's say an iPhone for instance. You sell an iPhone to him, let's say 100,000 naira on credit. On credit. So the same person, you know, there is interested in money, not that item. The same person now offers you that same iPhone for 50,000 naira. You are a seller, you are selling phones. So he offers you that same iPhone for 50,000 naira. Cash. That is, you are going to give him cash. You know, he bought it from you, or he has bought it from you, on credit for 100,000 naira. Is that correct? But he is now offering you the same iPhone for 50,000 naira cash. You yourself, you know that that iPhone, you cannot get it for 50,000 naira if you go back to market. If you get it around, let's say, 80,000 naira, and your profit is going to be worth maybe 10,000 if you want to sell it, cash to somebody else. Now here's a person offering the same item to you for 50,000. Everyone has even been rushed and you can't put 50,000 and give to you. So the man goes with the 50,000 naira. But if you owe him, how much is he owing you? 100,000 naira. So the Sheikh says what he has done is he has borrowed 50,000 naira from you. So pay 100,000 naira. This is river with rich. He should have approached me. Lend me 50,000 naira to pay 100,000 naira. So both of you would have included that iPhone in each. You know that you have borrowed 50,000 naira for me to pay 100,000 naira. Then you have you record watch a great easy river eater. Rather than doing that, both of you is very cheap. So let's not allow that man back. They attend. He very active. Whoever concludes two transactions in one, allow all customers. When it is time to pay, you should take the least, the lesser of the two, our river or take river. When the man comes back and offers you 100,000 naira, he takes your 50,000 naira and he comes back to him with 50,000 naira. Oh man, I've lent you how much? 50,000 naira, and this is the 50,000 that you are returning back to me. So I don't want to take the remaining 50,000 naira, which is worth anyone. So this is the explanation given to this hadith by Sheikh Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, and this is the favored interpretation of most scholars. Contrary to the interpretation of Sheikh Al-Azhar rahimahullah ta'ala, that if the person comes back, these are items that sells for 50,000 naira, because the person is not going to pay differently. You sell it for the person 50,000 or 70,000 naira. He said that when the person comes, it's like 50,000 that you are selling it at what the actual price, the normal price that you sell to people are paying cash. Or you take riba, which is worth 70,000, because you are not selling to the person, you are not the person, because the person is not paying you instantly. You get the explanation of the Sheikh, but that particular claim is what most scholars are upon. So, Allah, I am, and The one that the majority of the scholars are out on, I think, is the way we are talking out on this. So it is permissible as long as the price and the time are low. The price and the time are low. What the court is the segment of text. But what the court was the segment of text. The court is promises it will pay 3 months back. When it is 3 months, it cannot pay. You now say, okay, I'm going to return it to debt now. You have to pay 100,000 naira. Since you can't pay now, you are returning the debt. So it becomes of 110,000. So you cannot pay again in 3 months' time, 120. In 3 months' time, 130. The schedule of debt, this is what it falls on the last to the river, Abraham, and the river.
The Sharia religion regarding that the Raya Singhal Khan. So it says, you know, what is the Muslim and his fire? It's a castle. It's not possible for him to inherit that father he died. So, what would happen to the property if after the father died? Should the property just be the Muslim? Should he just be the property? Is it wrong for him to just go to his family or he could just be using the property without the intention of inheriting? What is the issue that I want to be having to that then? The other question regarding what Ustaz said about those who on the Imra always give the government at least under which group they fall from the division in the four groups, like at the absolute of the Peter Hart. Then the third question, regarding the way they meet at the court, so most times whenever they are moving to the road, they move by three. So is it permissible for them to meet to hold the court without the staff?
Maybe the king,
so it seems like,
they are moving on the road. Okay, so what category of the foundation of Bid'ah as mentioned by Abdullah ibn Bar, but not Allah, so can we categorize that? What that person is going to Khuruj? Khuruj al-Qur'an. So Khuruj al-Qur'an can be done with word of mouth. In fact, it can lead to the one we all know as devote, protest, whatever name we call it. Especially when this person, this imam involved, talking very, very loud and well respected, I see he can command speeches when he talks. People enjoy his speech. But why you can't speak in against the ruler, the leader, and say the laws of their wrongdoing and people get agitated, people get incited, and what he was not intending may eventually happen. These guys who are listening to him, the Jama'ah, they may go outside and say, Allah, you know, what kind of nonsense is this government doing? I don't see whatever. At the past, before you go, they take to this place. He may not intend that, that they should take to this place. But what he has done is that he has incited them to take further action. And that's exactly what led to all the bloodshed we have in the world, the Arab world especially. I mentioned and it moved like that. 2 days after, that anybody, anywhere you see Gaddafi, you know what? You should kill him. That is useful for Norway. And people try to implement that. You see? So that is the effect of speech on the member or by a cleric. Who is well known in the society, speaking against the government so loudly like that. So that is Khuruj al-Islam, and that is considered under the Khawarij. The Khawarij will do that. The Khawarij will do that. They still against the rulers, they go out against the rulers, they even want to kill the ruler if they have the opportunity to kill him. They want to kill his messenger, those who are protecting him, they want to attack anybody who speaks good about him. Those are the Khawarij, and this should be destroyed completely. I have a small jama'ah. We are on the manhaj of the Prophet. The Prophet has taught us how to relate to the ruler. You should advise the ruler. If you have the opportunity to meet him one-on-one, you advise him. This is wrong. Why not do this? Why not do that? I think this method is bad. If you don't have the opportunity to do that, to a different extent, maybe more with talking, know another person who can do that. Why not talk to the person to do that on your behalf, on behalf of every other person? If you cannot do that, then you keep praying for them. Pray to Allah to change their ways. Give them their own rights. As the Prophet said, that you should give them their rights. وَسَلُ اللَّهَ حَفَظُمْ. You should ask your rights from Allah if they have refused to give you your rights. The solution is not to take to the place of the castle and bathroom, the ruler or the member, and you think that is going to change it. Instead of changing that ruler, what did he do? He stepped in a way. So, what have you achieved? The only thing I can say he has achieved, maybe some of you have done that, is that he will gain praises from the unbelievers and from Muslims who do not understand their deen. And that's what you say on Peter. It's the only one who says that, this imam, he's very good imam, he's the only pastor that even made good deeds. His title will change, his part of life, Facebook. That is the only thing he's going to get. Because he has not done the right thing. Allah.
So in addition to that, don't be deceived by what some people say. Some people, when it comes to the issue of telling you how to pray, how to pay a zakah, how to perform hajj, they are good and that's it. But when it comes to, they will quote all the available ahadith, they want you to be in line with the sunnah in those issues. When it comes to the issue of relating with the rulers, all the ahadith that the Shaykh is referring to, they throw them away, then they use their intellect to relate with the ruler. And suddenly, we take the ahadith in energy, in how to pray, how to give zakah, how to fast, how to perform hajj, how to relate with neighbors, how to relate with parents, to relate with wives, children. The ahadith and the verses of the Quran will be accommodated in all the issues, how to relate with rulers. So it is the way of the people of Ahwa, the innovators, to throw away ahadith on how to relate with the rulers. What did they do? You now see them using some of the ahwa from some of the companions or some of the tabi'un in order to knock those ahadith away. Then some of you can do that. But I'm going to tell you who is this one and this one to follow up. Ibn Hakam. Aisha radiallahu anha did so and so to Aisha. The Prophet will start bringing much not a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when you start with this system, the first thing is, okay, Allah said we should not commit zina, we shouldn't steal, we should not do this, we shouldn't do that. Can I bring a companion who has studied as an evidence for the tradition of sinning? A companion that committed zina for the permission of what? Zina. What is exactly what you are doing? But Aisha did this.
You are quoting Aisha. Aisha that went out, she went out for sleep for reconciliation. And she never got to know that she was wrong and she started crying. Then a Muslim, do you start saying this event as an evidence? You see that person is not talking about how it's there. Then almost means you see companions who criticize the ruler. They criticize the ruler in the presence of the ruler. As the Messenger of Allah last time has said, Abdul Jihadi helped us to haqqim him the Sultan Mujahid. You stay into the face of the ruler, and if he kills you, I shall reach. But that was what he killed. The mountain barrier in Yaban, you start fire at Abuja, Talawasa. The one is here, it is in the mosque. They go out for protest. They don't comfort the security men. They tear gas them. Those who fall in teenagers, fall in villages. Those who are hit by bullets, they are hit by steel bullets. They ask, what have you benefited from? The next thing, they find you what been reported. Then the next thing is what? You see? Most of the people who champion is that they are cowards. They are cowards. Before they start all this type of fiction, they would have taken their wives towards America. And that's to be changed. So out of Nigeria, it will make only them. So when they think that this thing is getting hot, they look all the way. Some of them will change the dress in watch. In one dress. That's why they escape. Look at most of those who are championing. How many of their children do you see in those protests? The same thing appears to those that people call sheikhs. It's not only the those who call themselves freedom fighters or the nationalists. The same thing are not for those who call sheikhs. People like Salman out there in Saudi Arabia, we are children. The children in America, the best universities in America, and they will be sharing people here. No, you have to do this. Although the opinion may be shared, most of the children are in America, Britain, this one studying physics, this one studying so and so medicine, and you will be sharing people. Oh, Ilhan Mubarak, Ilhan Mubarak. And you see the fools. You'll be going out to meet the security men. So it is clear. The dawah of this people is the dawah of the Khawarij. So when people act like this have been attacked, don't be deceived. Let's talk about giving us the best question. Yahtiru ahduku salatahu ma'akawatihi. When you confine us, you will believe in your own salah when you see the way they pray. What the arm of Mount Siyam means, you believe in your own fast when you see the way they fast. They are crowding the Quran, they are reading the Quran. Huh? Yam Rukuna, that which has an appeal of the Quran doesn't go below your approach. Yam Rukuna is a team. She has been done, but you know, now the gift of this throw the Quran is a good part. And some of the Quran are sexy. But you don't have to follow the people that are not his father. You will put them in the deep, and I am a Kustam, you know, the media. La in Adra to whom the Akhudan is not in Kabbalah. If I was to be alive when you took the march, I would destroy them through Allah, destroy the people of Hajj. Then you are the people that are used to something to call people that they are building, they are building, they are written many books, they've done jihad, they've done fasting. Even the Allah special talk about this, don't be fooled by these things. So this is very, very important. So those some of the companions who practice this, they practice it in the presence of the ruler. And some of the Tabi'un who did something that goes against the text, some of them regretted, like Ash'ari, when he was caught by the judge, he was apologetic that he was pushed to do that. Some of them is having their way, they don't think it for the first time. And somebody who did something for the first time, not his practice, maybe a huge. Because that is not his manhaj. How about somebody who has taken it as a manhaj, is always hearing people in his work, a khariji qadi. Somebody who is always jailing the people, but he will not watch. People, they call them al-khawarij, al-qa'diyya. They are inciters, they incite people. So they don't carry weapons, they themselves don't carry weapons. Rahimahullah ta'ala and al-Fatiha. So they continue this to do very well. So don't be discouraged. Wallahu akbar. Now concerning the inheritance. The Muslim does not inherit a kafir, nor does a kafir inherit a Muslim. So if somebody embraces Islam and the parents have sick to far, whatever gifts you can get from them, you can get before they die. Once they die, their property is not lawful to eat. Happens to play. So you should take. It can take whatever it can take from them before their age. But when they die, does not belong to him anymore. This is what most scholars are offering. Contrary to the view of Ibn Taymiyyah, Mawlaw Ta'ala, that if Yerifu or Muslim will kafir, a Muslim can inherit a kafir, but a kafir is the one that cannot inherit a Muslim. But Hadith goes against that position of Ibn Taymiyyah, Mawlaw Ta'ala. Yes? Allah
Hafiz.
Allah Hafiz. No, the Prophet is talking to you.
He's saying
that according to the intention of... No. That is part of the inheritance. If you want to get it before the age. Huh? But with the Prophet to be a waste, it won't be a waste. The good list of 2,000 is highly laughing. Anything that draws around here, you see some people will pick it. Even there, when you throw something in the wood, I don't need it. Somebody will come and pick it. Even that person is a madman will pick it. What you don't need. So the non-Muslims who are speaking, they get that thing and they use it. But whatever you can get from the parents, one can get from him or her before he started. Allah. Now, can the woman use a safety pin to do that? That's left to her. That's left to her. Only in, during our Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la tantafidu al-mar'atu al-muhrima wa la talbasu al-kuffazin. A lady that is in state of Iran does not put on niqab. Without him, she can't cover her face. She can do something, but putting on niqab, because it's something that is caught according to the case. That is because on his watch. It's tied to the case. So if it's not doing that, she can do that for love.
In the fall. And the Prophet asking about the ruling concerning the Imam Suli, the people in Quran, in the state and that of the Imam Moon, and what the ruling concerning the POS system.
Now, the Imam that leads the scholar in the case had and that of the Imam Moon, as well as the scholar is valid or not, I cannot recollect. I haven't read a scholar that says the scholar is part of it. I can't recall it. So the scholar is right. The scholar is right. Yes, the Messenger of Allah said, من أمّ الناس فلا يكو في مكان أو مقام ألفا من مكان. Whoever is the people should not stay in a place higher than their place. And it happens between Zayd ibn Yaman and I think Abu Mas'ud al-Ansari, if I'm not mistaken, as condition Abu Dawood, that one of them did and the other pulled him back. the food is back from the ark. It is from that high place. And he confessed him immediately. And he was trying to tell him, let me laugh and so on. So he said, when you drew me back, you see, you saw, you can see that I cooperated. But what if the Imam goes ahead to pray like that in a place higher than that of the Mahmud? Is the Salah Batila? So if one wants to go by a knife in Ibadah, you have to take that. If there is a prohibition in Ibadah, if one does it, it means the Ibadah is what? Is Fasida. One will say the Salah is Fasida. If you want to go by that principle, and now you say Ibadah, Yaqtadi al-Fasaish. If there is a prohibition concerning Ibadah, and one goes on to do that thing in that Ibadah, Yaqtadi al-Fasaish. But as I said, I cannot recollect, having read a scholar of the past or present who said the Salah is Fasida. What he said is that what is makruha. It's just like the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Inni nuhitu an aqra al-Qur'an raki'an aw sajidan." "Inni nuhitu an aqra al-Qur'an raki'an aw sajidan." That is, I'm prevented from reading the Qur'an while in state of ruku or in state of sujood. This is what Mahdi said. Does that mean that if I read Quran in ruku, the Salah is batila? And now we explaining this hadith, said the scholars are taking it to be what? Makruh. You get it? And that's what I always say. Principles of usul al-fiqh, scholars, they differ on some of the things. Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen in some of his books explained this. And now you and likewise Al-Amru, Ifidu Al-Jub, Al-Nahyu, Ifidu Al-Tahrim, explains this at length. But somebody who just based everything on usul fiqh, not reading what other scholars have said, such a person may conclude that the Salah is batila. But how many scholars have said Salah is batila? So what I've read, Wallahu A'lam, that I can recollect, is that the same word is makruh. That's one. Secondly, scholars also differ on the height they are talking about. If it's just, let's say, something that is not more than, what's it called? A cubit, so to say. Just like a cubit. Like zirah, not more than that. Or less than that, is it? This is the view of the Malikiyah that is permissible. What is the evidence? It says the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led the companions on the minbar. So when he wanted to do sujood, he came down so that he could do sujood on the floor, because he could not do sujood on the minbar. No, the minbar has what? 3 steps. So he came back to do sujood on the floor. And after that he said what? For us to have a I've done this so that you can watch, you can emulate me. So this can be the Malikiyah at the base, that what the Imam is going to be upon can be a bit higher than that of the Mahmudiyah. Well, this is very much higher, and this is where the issue comes. How this is placed. So Allah Alam, it's not a big issue. Some people when they get to a masjid and they see something like that, they start making trouble with that. No, it was not such a trouble. If that no can confess with you easily, then you say that. But you know that these people are suffering from things that are more than this issue of limbus. So you don't benefiting them because of that. Their problem is much more than this issue of Nimba, that is just, if you look at the Nimba, for instance, it is just a step higher than the level that the Jama'ah comes. This is exactly the matter about the Manichaeism. So let's assume that your position is that it must be what? The grand level. You should consider things that people are going to benefit from you more. And that's why I go to a place, I see that
If there are people who can understand me, they ask me to pray. I don't pray yet. I pray at the same level with you. But if there are people who cannot understand easily, that you have to mellow with them so that you can teach them some things. It is part of the trick to do that. I remember years ago, about 20 or 30 years, a brother came to our mosque in my church, and he saw this niqab, the niqab, that place that the imam would go inside to read his salah. He said, "I have read this in church, with leader, Sheikh Al-Quran, said so, I said, it's true. But this is what they are suffering from. It's more than talking about it. Nobody imagines the habit. Imagine it's never really the habit. So if one will start telling them that they shouldn't do this, they lose a lot of things. That's because of the fact that a lot of scholars allow it. So, some issue of your ideas have been discussed several times. My own position on law and learning is that if one is doing it, that is one who is using it, he wants to take money, give them his own ATM to collect cash, and the person is going to take from the ATM the equivalent of that thing, then there is no harm. What has transpired between both of them is what is exchange. The person is taking from his own money, from his own account, and the person is giving him cash. But if he is going to have something, that thing that he's going to ask for watch, if he says service charge, there should be service charge. Any addition to that, that is going to go pocket money for that person, is what is the river. Is what? Is riba. If we allow this, we should also allow that of the banks. The conventional banks that we are using now, if I go to them to do a withdrawal, to loan money, to borrow money rather from them and they loan me, they ask something to it. When you ask them, why are you adding this amount, they say what? Bank charge. That service charge you are talking about, is it going to be for the building they have rented and the staff only, or the owners of the bank are also going to benefit from it? Those who are giving you the money, are they going to benefit from it? If yes, that is the reason why the scholars are knocking it. I want to borrow money from you now, and I say, no, me 10,000 naira. You say, oh, sorry, I have to go to the bank to go and withdraw the money to loan you. And I have to take a bite here. So I'm sure it's going to be 500 naira. I said, no problem. So you go and withdraw 10,000 naira, and you ask me that what I should pay extra 500 naira at what? At transport fare or the service charge. Is it haram? It's not haram. Because you as a person, the lender, you are not benefiting anything. But once the lender is benefiting something, it becomes something that is not explainable. How this is clear? This is the two steps towards hot and it grows, borrowing and what? Lending. The same thing we have with what? The issue of what? Exchange. There shouldn't be anything for those who are exchanging in addition, as long as they're exchanging the same currency. How this is clear? So this is the way a lot of scholars look at it. However, the Lajna Dalma, in some of their fatwa that is yet to be published in books, but is in their site, they see it as something of wakala. Wakala, that is, somebody is assisting another person to get the money. Get it now. But this is what is difficult to explain. But what a lot of scholars have found in the church, this is not permissible, this is a riba. Unless this one is in dire situation, that there is no way you can get fed that. So this can be likened to the issue of somebody who is putting money in the bank for
necessity or for hard demand, but very ordinary. You are not supposed to be sitting your money in the river banks, because when you do that, you are loaning the banks, and the banks, you know, they are also loaning with interest. The money you have lent them, they are loaning the money to other people with interest. So this makes you fall under Mukilu River. So because of what, the security, whatever, if you keep your money at home, some people will come and watch. So scholars, they say, in Zorura, how will Hadia not start this economy? So the same thing can be said of those who are using the POS, if there is a necessity for it, for life.
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت